Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Jumbo, everyone, what's up? And welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. In today's episode, we feature another edition of a Hunter Game Day. So make sure you grab your friends, family, loved ones, your enemies, your neighbors, whoever it may be, and listen in to join in on the fun. For those of you that are new to the podcast, make sure to find us on social media via YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay up to date with all of the latest Disney and podcast news. You can also visit our website, happiestpodcastonearth.com, to check out our latest episodes, blog posts, and merchandise shop so you can rep the happiest podcast on earth inside the Disney parks, resorts, or wherever you live. Also, make sure to join us on Facebook for our happiest pregame where we hang out and talk to you all live before we record each episode starting at 8 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday night. And remember, if you have any topics, ideas, or questions you want to ask or let us know about, you can email us at happiestpodcast@gmail.com or contact us on our website. Now, with all that being said, let me introduce myself and your happiest podcast team for episode number 74. My name is Jarrett Fenema, and I am joined here today by Lauren Del Toro.
Hey, y'all.
Mel Geo.
Hey, everybody.
Andrew Bailey.
What up?
Corey Benty.
There he is.
And the one and only Hunter Hazen.
Hey, game day!
Okay. Do you guys have anything fun to tell the listeners or talk about before we get started? Okay. There's nothing. It's a pretty dull week when it comes to like anything
Everybody's
Disney
scared.
News related.
Everybody is just sweating in their boots right now.
Yeah, it's Hunter game days get serious here. Woo. So be
the
ready.
Nerves are up.
Well, I got a few things. Maybe this is why I lose every time, because I always have a few things on this. I just need to shut up. Anyways, listener of the week, Marcela Madrid. Marcela has been a listener for quite some time now, constantly joins us for our Facebook Live pregames, which is awesome. She joined us for our movie nights when the quarantine first started on Netflix. She was always there, always a name that kind of pops up. Messages us all the time, does a really good job of, again, just keeping that interaction. So we appreciate that. Congratulations goes out to you. You are now entered into our drawing for Listener of the Year, which, as you guessed it, would be picked at the end of this year. So congratulations. All right. Make sure to check out our merchandise shop and tag us once you receive your shirts and other things you purchase. I don't care if you wear the shirt once in your life or every single day. I want to make sure you guys tag us so we can see you repping the podcast wherever you are, because I have no doubts about it. We will take over the world at some point. So it's time to start seeing our people rep the brand. And now your Disney joke of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, how did Minnie save Mickey from drowning?
Is it mouse to mouse or something?
Gosh, dang it, dude.
Is that it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yo,
yeah,
you're the best around.
Mouse to mouse
resuscitation.
Andrew just has a book of Disney jokes next to his bed. He has one of those calendar ripoffs every morning. Oh, today's joke.
I found a whole batch of adult
book
Disney
of the week
jokes
to Andrew,
I might have to
so
get into.
Guess.
What was the sadness? I won't do the sadness one.
Can you just tell us and Corey edit it?
Were you there when I said that one?
I don't know.
Never mind. I will not get
not
into
important.
This. Anyways, So before we get started, a reminder that today's episode is brought to you by Pixie Vacations. If you are planning on taking a trip to a Disney destination soon or down the road, make sure to give them a call so a Pixie travel agent can assist with planning your vacation. Working with a Pixie travel agent is completely free, so make sure to visit them at pixievacations.com or contact them by calling 678-815-1584. Make sure to mention the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is game day.
Yeah, baby.
It's been a while. It's been too long, in fact. It's been exactly a month, but it is game day. But today's game day is a familiar format. We are playing Guess the Spiel.
Guess
the Spiel. We'll be following Guess the Lyrics format, but for Walt Disney World attraction around the Walt Disney World Parks spiels. I'm talking pre-show spiels.
Anything. Can I just tap out?
When you memorize all those spiels and you're just quoting them all the way through the park, this is the game for you. So,
If Nick was in this one, Nick would win in a heartbeat.
Are you ever going to do lyrics again? Like, you're killing
me. Maybe. I'm really glad you made it here for this one, Mel.
Somebody wants a competitive edge.
Look, dude, I have a specific skill set. I want to use it once.
Yeah. Well, this...
I was going to do the taken thing, and I couldn't.
Andrew's already a little nervous. But anyways, Guess the Spiel. Same format as usual. We have five contestants. I have three categories. I have one pointers, three pointers, and five pointers. Easy, medium, and impossible, of course, as always in Hunter Game Days. But I have predetermined the order that we will go in today. Each person, and I've also predetermined the order of each question, each person will go in order. Each round, we will do the first round of the one pointers, second round, middle, and the third round of the hardest questions. So our order for our contestants today, predetermined. First up is Lauren.
Followed
by Andrew. After Andrew is Mel, then Corey, then Jarrett, as always, bringing up the rear.
Last place.
Yay. But respect all right. So we're not going to waste any time here. We're going to get straight to it as we do on Hunter's Game Day. So
I like wasting time.
Lauren, I like wasting time. All right. Anyways, Lauren, you're going to be first up. This is round number one, the easy category. I'm trying to throw y'all up some softballs here. Just a nice layup to get you on the board. Each question is worth 1 point. You'll hear a spiel from somewhere in the Walt Disney World Park. The audio will stop, and it is up to you to finish the next line of that spiel by memory. All right. I trust in you all.
I don't trust
in myself. I don't
trust in me at all.
You don't. Oh my God.
This is where
you know what? I feel good about it.
All right. Well, here we go.
In the
first round for Lauren.
Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding. Almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge. To find a way out.
But remember, there's always my way.
Of course, there's always my way.
Of course.
I don't know.
I knew that whole thing. If you could.
Yeah, I was wondering when he was going to stop
the whole thing.
There went Lauren.
So close. My anxiety is rising already.
I hate this. I knew every word to that whole thing. And I was like, of course.
I was wondering when he would stop it.
So close, but so far, Lauren starting it off with 0 points.
I'm so confident of that, too. And if that's
that was the easy one for you. So
I'm done. All right.
Yeah, Lauren, we're going to fail. It's okay.
Guys.
Next up, we have Andrew. So Andrew, after this ad plays on YouTube, we're gonna get you your question.
Yeah.
I'll give you my login to YouTube so you don't have ads.
It's too late. It's too late. All right. Reset. Here we go. Andrew, round one. Here is your spiel.
this point, each civilization has its own form of writing, which none of the others can understand. But the Phoenicians, who trade with all of them, have a solution. They create a simple common alphabet, adaptable to most languages. Remember how easy it was to learn your ABCs?
Thank the Phoenicians.
You're kidding me.
What?
That's not. I need a little bit more than that.
They invented them.
Thank the Phoenicians. They invented them.
And Andrew's off the board.
That was a good one.
Well done. I figured that was going to be the part. I was like, I don't know anything else on this spiel other than.
I just want to thank Judi Dench for offering me.
Well done, Andrew.
Yep, that was good. That was
you gotta love a good spiel. Gotta love it.
Spiel.
There's plenty to choose from.
I
as
feel
we
like
will
I
see.
Know the ball.
I was literally in the attraction at that time.
All right. So next up, she's already nervous.
I hate this already.
We have Mel. Are you ready, Mel?
No, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Please stand clear of the doors.
Por favor.
Are you kidding?
Guys, I'm Cuban and I don't speak Spanish. Yeah. Please stand clear.
Oh,
Or no. Me tenga something de las puertas.
Oh my gosh! This...
I couldn't do it either.
It's
last
Gary the Monorail.
I know. So... Honestly, I don't. I get the middle mixed up. I get the middle.
Like I pretend like I know it, but I don't actually.
Yes.
Por favor, our doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail.
Wait, oh.
Oh, I'm hold on.
It's not what I was
here
expecting.
Here it is.
Please stand clear
that
of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
I'm sorry.
That little part in the middle.
Look, still can't say
it. We were looking for por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas, but that was a good college try.
Nice one.
It
good
wasn't
one.
Happen, so.
These are the easy ones. All right.
Oh God.
As
that's
always,
Spanish. That's not easy.
This is about the
they
point.
They had a geotag in Epcot of that.
That's true. I think they make t-shirts.
I don't know that. I just butcher that middle part.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't.
0 points for Mel. All right, Corey, my man, welcome back to game day. You're up next. It is your turn. Here we go.
Together, we can continue to find more ways to increase food production and protect our precious natural environment. Only then.
Why couldn't this just be Guess the Spiel? I would still get this wrong. Because I don't
then.
Even know where this is from.
Yeah, come on, dude.
But
what?
Dude,
hold on.
We got to give Corey.
No, here, take the zero.
No, actually, Corey, here's a
only
hint.
Then will you.
We
be
just interviewed him.
Yeah, and I went on that ride when I was 4 years old, and I never
oh
looked back.
Gosh. I'm already.
Well, just
you're
guess one.
Out on greatness. This should have been scared. Guess the Spiel. Not
just guess. Finished. Just guess. You have to throw something out.
These episodes, these are so ridiculous.
You just have to guess something, dude.
What's it going to be like in the hundreds? These games are going to be so hard.
All right. I think he's forfeiting his turn.
Only
let's,
then will
let's
we
listen.
Truly be living
with
the land.
Will we truly be living with the land?
Roll credits.
Yeah. I was like, there the is. Attraction is in the spiel, man.
Only then will we truly be living with the land. Well,
we just did an interview with the narrator, bro.
Man. Oh, man. Wow.
All right.
This is not going well.
28 years wow. since I've been on that ride.
All right. Wow. Finishing up round one here. All right. Jarrett, I don't usually expect much from you.
No, you don't need to.
But today I need something from you, man. We need to come back.
Someone else to get it.
All right. Here we go, Jarrett. Your round one question or right. spiel.
Howdy, partners. For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train, and be sure to watch your kids. If any of you folks are wearing hats or glasses, best remove them.
Because this here's the wildest.
Can you not finish it?
You know it?
Wait, hold on. Oh,
you worked here, didn't you?
Wait, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
I had to just make sure because I worked there and I've heard that spiel over and over.
Oh,
and over.
You would have never lived.
I did not want to butcher it.
Okay. All right.
Well, game days is a little nervousness, and I usually just spit something stupid out.
Usually people just freeze up. But all right. Oh, so finishing up round one. We have Lauren with 0, Andrew with 1, Mel and Corey both with 0, and Jarrett with 1. So a demanding tie for first
there's
a chance. All right, second round, back to Lauren. All right, here we go.
Sorry, folks, we got to go. One more
time. Make sure Come on. Chris, can you grab my blacklist, Paul?
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. We can't leave these people here like this.
We can't?
No.
Come on, you know how we feel about our fans.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, guys, what do you expect me to do? Send them all with you?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah,
nice.
I like that. Wait a minute. I love that idea.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Is this one...
You've literally got Dwayne Wade throwing up LeBron layups right now. Like,
I don't
just
think so.
Alley-oops.
I mean, I know the line.
I
know
the general context, but knowing
word
for word is like...
I know what's next.
I will say I know the show, but I don't know if I know this one. But Eldell,
Corey,
is
you know...
Okay, what was the last one we'll send with you?
There should be steals.
There should be steals. All right. I'm going to...
No,
well, not this episode. Andrew, don't do it now.
I know that it's we need a limo, make it a stretch, but I don't correct wording of the word.
I feel like if you're in the ballpark, that should be...
Let me just tell you what.
Should have been right.
Sure. If Lauren was in the ballpark, I would give her the correct answer, but she's in a different sporting arena right now.
Oh, no.
Does anybody know this?
Honestly,
Andrew, what do you got?
Can you replay it right quick, and then I'll get it.
I can go back about 5 seconds.
Go back.
Wait a minute. I love that idea.
How about some backstage passes?
There it is.
After.
And then get him a stretch.
You're awarded no points.
Make it a stretch.
That comes a little bit later. Yes.
He says that.
God have mercy on you.
Oh, Lauren.
And she goes, guys, what do you want me to do? Take them all with you?
Okay.
To the forum.
Yeah, that was the layup one on there that I did not.
That's what you should have gave. I would have had that.
That's too easy. But
no, it's too easy for this game.
Yeah. It's easy for you, but when you're actually guessing, there's a lot of heat.
It's easy when I listen to them 10 times in a row trying to get the audio right.
Oh, my heart is elevated. This is a lot.
All right. Well, Andrew,
in the ballpark, you should just give half credit.
No, I might.
Well, then can I have a half a point for
no participation,
even close, Lords? You weren't even close.
The first one.
Maybe we'll reconvene at the end of the game. See how many points we got here. But Andrew, it is your turn here. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, and here we go.
Paging Mr. Morrow, Mr. Tom Morrow. Please contact Mr. Johnson in the control tower to confirm your...
Flight to the moon.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
Flight to the moon is what we're
looking
for.
I would not have gotten that.
No.
I'm impressed. Andrew rides his rides. He does not skip any.
I want to see an Andrew versus Nick.
He also currently.
Yeah, this is unfair. No. Some of us do not have that advantage.
All of us that are facing off against him.
Guys,
we could have done everybody versus Nick, to be honest.
No, good job, Andrew. You deserve it.
Nice. All right, so we have Mel coming up next. And I'm talking slowly for the next 3 seconds.
You too.
And here we go. All right, Mel, round two, like we said before, Andrew just bagged a 3-point answer. So all of round two is worth 3 points. Gets harder as we go.
No pressure.
Here's your spiel.
Okay, to get you flying on a Banshee, we need to find each of you an avatar. Let's prep the genetic sampling.
I'm on it.
Okay, first we need to find the compatible match of your genetic material with the genetic material of one of the avatar bodies that we already have. Once we do that, you'll be able to link to that avatar.
That's a weird spot to stop. That's hard.
I've only rode this one time, so I might need a second.
You've only ridden this one time?
I've only rode it once.
Half the time, that's all people can ever do is ride it one time.
I think I've only ridden it like twice. So.
Yeah, I literally when I started working in DAF.
This is one of the more famous cringe lines. I would feel most people would know it.
The whole thing is that
part? Is it that part?
I don't know.
It's gotta be.
I have no idea. I'm just
no idea. Passing.
I'm gonna take the L on this. I have no idea.
And
okay,
fly.
Fly.
And he just looks directly into your soul. And I know you listeners can't hear us, but I'm literally doing the face.
He's doing the thing.
Fly.
I rode that one time, like at the beginning of my program, never got to do it again. So.
Oh man.
Can you do like Little Mermaid? Can we do that right?
There's no, we just have Sebastian doing the safety spiel. Keep all hands on legs inside the clamshell at all times.
We used to have like Lieutenant Dan. We literally used to have Lieutenant Dan doing ride like narratives, like on videos and stuff. And now we get knockoff Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
It's true. That is very true. It's a sad time. Well, Speaking of sad times, our next up is Corey Benty in round number two. I'd sent Corey a text before this episode and said, I have a good feeling it's going to be a fun game day. Obviously, I was mistaken. So.
I'm having fun.
Corey, you're round two. I had to pull one of the reserve questions for this one.
Hey, that's fine, man.
Might benefit you, but you need it. So.
Probably here not.
Here we go.
And welcome to Soarin'. My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course.
These little guys.
No! No! Silence on the set.
These little guys, these little ears. Little what?
Hats and of course, these little.
These
beauties.
Little
beauties?
Beauties! He thought he had it.
These little guys.
Ew. Oh my gosh.
I know he's a little something.
Oh, he missed the dunk.
He missed the dunk.
I wanted the thumbs up.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I wanted. That was my dunk.
The no part that says anything.
Yeah. Great job, little guy.
And then I could see the guy. He goes,
and these little guys.
That a boy, pal.
Good job. I can reenact the whole thing.
Nice work, pal. Nice work, pal. All right. Well, anyways.
Oh.
Good times, guys.
Guess finishing up, finishing up the second round, a painful second round at that. Sorry if you're playing at home and you have also been struggling as much as the co-hosts have. But, Jarrett, it's your turn.
All right.
You came through last time, ending on a good note.
Did.
I want to see it happen again. So, here we go.
The time is now on an evening much like the one we have just witnessed. Tonight's story on the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star. And this...
Jared.
You are the star. See, I hate this attraction so much. I'm usually in a panic. I'm literally having a panic attack at this point.
Not even listening. He's just focused on breathing.
Can you replay that real quick? Is that possible?
I mean,
No one else has gotten.
Is everybody going to be opposed?
I mean, no. Whatever helps anybody in this game.
All right. For you, we invite you if you dare to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star. And
I mean, besides just playing the words, I don't think I can help you anymore.
I know. You are the star. And this is, I don't know. And this is where you step into the Twilight Zone.
Oh, a good old that.
I don't even know.
I know it.
Where is it? I don't know. Is it? I'm full panic attack at this point. Of course, I'm sweating.
I feel like it's like, and does he say, and this elevator take, it's something where Jared just said takes you to the Twilight Zone. Is it this elevator?
Straight up.
Is it straight or direct?
Directly to the Twilight Zone.
It's one of those elevators.
Just play it. I got
directly
it.
To.
Oh,
this elevator.
I knew it was this elevator.
Directly to.
I knew it was something the Twilight Zone. That's a good one. Some people probably would get that one. It's a good one.
You know what else people would get? Tower of Terror.
What?
We should have.
You asked for Soren's spiel, and you got Soren's spiel. I mean, got it wrong.
No excuses, man. I had three reserved questions.
Who
are
you to?
You know what'd be great?
Hunter, you should have just given us one line.
And what would have been great would be 1 point for what attraction is it, and then two or three points.
That would be so easy.
Would it be? Would it be though?
I had every attraction.
Oh man!
And then 2 or 3 points if you can finish the lyric.
Corey, you know it's legit when I am fighting for Hunter on this one. Well,
I thought about doing a 2 point system where you get a point for guessing the attraction, get a point for finishing the lyrics. But no, I just feel like
that's not how
everybody would have gotten all the attractions. Nobody would have gotten the lyrics.
I would have. Right,
yeah, do it. You know what?
Anyway,
you know, before people go in Jeopardy, they get like study books, huge giant books.
Not on Hunter's Jeopardy. A little prep going into this.
Hey guys, it's spiel week. Make sure
we get this is challenging. I like it.
The point is we keep you on your toes. We keep you on your toes.
Anyways,
start revising the contract for game days.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'd like to see you try.
If you like, guess who? A couple weeks ago.
Whoa!
Password championship coming to you in September.
Okay. I win password and I
we
win.
We got password. Guess who? People are just trying to take away my good name of Hunter Game Days, but
I win. I win them when you're not on them.
All right. So finishing up round two, Andrew, a demanding lead. The first two rounds got us correct for 4 points total. Round one was 1 point. Round two was 3. And Jarrett has 1 point, second place.
Let's go.
It is a heated race. I cannot believe. But anyways, the last round, I'm sorry, guys. It's the impossible Hunter's game day.
No.
Round. So here's what I'm going to do for this round. 1 point for guessing what this spiel comes from. 5 points for finishing the spiel.
I know we might actually get a point.
I know for a
that's
fact.
That's crap.
I tried to make these so you wouldn't get them because I figured by this point we'd have a lot of points on the board. So, anyways, Lauren, lucky.
Finish the lyrics. I had 0, so if I get here, then that one. So.
Okay. Well, we are going to go to round 3, starting with Lauren, who currently is sitting at 0 points. Doing really great.
She okay?
I don't know what's wrong with her at the moment.
Hey, mic moved and it muted everything on my computer. so I couldn't hear anything.
I had no idea what's going on.
Recap. This episode is going great. All right. Here we go, Lauren.
Okay.
Your final round. Oh man. Good luck.
Oh boy.
Let's do some environmental tests. Put up 2, 5, and 7.
7?
Yeah, 7.
Okay.
After that, we're gonna subject your vehicle to some extremes in temperature, as well as corrosive conditions, to see how it handles nature's worst. And finally, we'll take you out for some handling runs. Let's do the corner. I'm gonna send you through some hairpin turns, and then we'll take you out and do the high-speed loops. how your vehicle and you hold up.
Wow. Just took a stroll down memory lane with that one.
It's definitely OG Test Track.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right, that's a point. Lauren is on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm second.
She's at a tight tie for second.
I was only going to accept OG Test Track. I was not going to accept
generic. I don't know what comes next. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to try to
guess. No guess.
I haven't heard OG Test Track in
Jarrett.
I know. It'd
be embarrassing if you didn't.
Honestly, I didn't spend much time in the pre-show.
Is it? Can you play the last 5 seconds, please?
Because it's showing the crash barrier, and then it's the speed test. Here we go. Like we'll take you through the speed test.
Also, I think I've only ever gone fast.
If anybody can do it, here we go.
You want to do the high speed loops, and depending on how your vehicle and you hold up.
Is it? We'll take you out for the speed test.
The road test?
Loops.
No. All right, here we go. Listen up, guys.
We'll even throw a few surprise tests in there.
Surprise test?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when the...
If this whole routine seems a bit extreme, you're absolutely right. On that one test track.
I love that.
I thought
that was great. I was looking for we'll even throw a few surprise tests in there. But
dang it.
Lauren on the board with one point, which puts her tied for second. I can't believe it. This is amazing. All right. Second up, Andrew. All right.
Not my worst game day.
Andrew, you have a lot to live up to here. You're the only contestant that has gotten every question correct so far. A good 2 for 2. So your round 3 is coming up.
For flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft. The X-2 Deep Space Shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words, go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang on. Now, you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position.
Navigator, pilot, commander, or engineer. And it's Mission Space. It's actually OG Mission Space before they redid it with the new green and orange.
That's also
Navigator, pilot, commander, or engineer.
He did it. I don't believe it.
Wait, can you play the lady?
Mission Space.
Gary Sinise, baby. Gary Sinise.
The lady has the best voice. Love her voice.
No.
Play a little bit of it.
I don't have the lady. I only have Gary
that's
Sinise.
That's it? That's all there is
that's,
on there?
No, who exists.
Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise is the man. Fun fact before we move on. So I'm a little dork about it. Oh, you're talking about the Capcom? The OG Capcom?
Yeah,
awesome.
So my buddy Andrew and I, who I was best man at his wedding, love Gary Sinise. Like, he's awesome. I think he's a great actor. I love that he takes those kids down to Disney every year. I think it's awesome. But we saw him in MK, and he sits there with his aviators, and he's just so calm. It's just him and his he takes his grandkids a lot, but it was just him and his VIP tour guide. They just got off Big Thunder. And we pass right by him, and I go, "That's Gary Sinise." And he turns around, and he goes, "Hey." I was like, "What?"
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, he's always in the parks and doing like all the veterans stuff, which is really awesome.
I think that is so cool that he does that.
But Andrew, wow!
I know I won.
Andrew took a commanding lead. He's up to 10 points.
Hang on. Can we?
No.
Can you hear this?
Okay.
That is the sound of victory.
Okay. Oh, well, just for the spirit of the game. We're going to have Mel, Corey, and Jared finish this off. Maybe if we'll pool Mel, Corey, and Jared's points together.
Hey,
if they
what?
Have second no, chance.
I am getting thrown. Pure second place. I am going for second.
Can they at most tie it so we go to OT?
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. But
this is all right. The lightning.
Mel, you're up. Whew, this is going to be tough, but I know you can do it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're ready to start Muppet Vision 3D. And if you'll...
Scooter, excuse me, but where's Kermit?
Oh, he's inside getting ready.
Oh, great, great. I've got a whole new act in a 3D movie. Just wait here. I'll get him. Huh? Okay, get ready, girls. Scooter, I'd like to present the 3Ds.
Hi, I'm Dorothy.
I'm Dinah.
I'm Max. Yeah, Debbie was sick, so.
I know it's Muppet. It's the Muppets 3D.
All right, there's a point. She's on the board.
Can you replay that last little bit one more time?
I sure can.
Just wait here. I'll get him. Huh? Okay, get ready, girls. Scooter, I'd like to present the 3Ds.
Hi, I'm Dorothy.
I'm Dinah.
I'm Max. Yeah, Debbie was sick, so what?
I filled in for her. I don't know.
Oh, no. Any other volunteers?
Yeah, Debbie was sick.
I mean, I went along the lines of the content.
I don't know. I know the person. You know. Like, I remembered Max.
All right, here it is.
Union sent me.
Oh, the union
Scooter,
sent
I'd
me.
Like to present.
It's oh. Debbie was sick, so the union sent me.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I would have never gotten that, but I got 1 point. I did it. I got 1 point, guys.
Okay. I'm starting to just. We're just gonna cruise
just,
through this game.
Let's just get to Corey.
I'm scared to get to Corey, to be honest, man. But yeah, let me just let this Facebook ad play or this YouTube ad play.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
This is tough.
This game.
Regroup, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
You're having fun, man.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You can't. Don't apologize.
There you go.
You should make it hard. I like this. Yeah, it's better than having like a cakewalk game day.
All right, here we go. Court, you're up. Finish the spiel.
You know, Walt loved the idea of progress, and he loved the American family. And he himself was probably as American as anyone could possibly be. He thought it would be fun to watch the American family go through the 20th century, experiencing all the new wonders as they came. And he put them together in a show called Carousel of Progress, which we are now about to see. Although our Carousel family has experienced a few changes over the years, our show still revolves around the same theme, and that's progress.
Jesus Christ.
What do they say as they get Carousel Progress started up?
Can you get the ride correct?
A point for the instruction.
Yeah, Corey, you can at least get a point.
Corey, what ride is it? Don't do your bad answer thing where you don't even say what ride it is or leave the chat, which it looks like you just
he literally
all,
said. He literally
Mel
said, it
said
times.
Muppet Vision 3D in the ride or in the spiel. Yeah. Everyone else's, I think, was
I'm
close.
I'm trying to help you.
And mine was an old attraction
all right,
that doesn't exist.
We're moving on. Corey left.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Technically, mine doesn't either.
We have lost Corey. Here's the correct conclusion.
Go ahead and play that.
Here it is.
Corey, play.
The century begin.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
May the century begin. What we were looking for there. May the century begin. Again, that was a tough one. So, to finish it off, Jarrett, he is currently tied for second place. To get out of second place, all he has to do is guess which attraction this spiel is coming from.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I will
as you
butcher
have
this
seen,
up.
That is easier said than done. But here we go. Jarrett, round three, the final question for this Hunter's Game Day.
Are two of the aircraft from the 2001 blockbuster hit Pearl Harbor. These exact full-scale replicas of P-40 fighters were used in the special effect fight sequences. Of course, many of the planes you saw flying through the aerial battles or sitting on the ground weren't real at all. They were created entirely within a computer. Oh, keep your cameras focused to the right. We're coming up on that perfect angle of the Earful Tower I told you about. It's a...
Backlot tour.
Backlot Tours, correct.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the name. I was thinking Backstage, and I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Throwback to Backlot Tour. Backlot Are you even going to attempt to finish this?
Go ahead and try that spiel one more time. Let me try to.
Try it one more time.
Yeah, just yeah, do it. One more time.
All right.
Battles are sitting on the ground weren't real at all. They were created entirely within a computer. Oh, keep your cameras focused to the right. We're coming up on that perfect angle of the Earful Tower I told you about. It's a true
Disney icon.
I love to try.
I have no idea.
Here we go. Here's what it is.
Of course, many of the planes you saw flying through the aerial battles are of the Earful Tower I told you about. It's a true masterpiece.
It's a true masterpiece. I have a question.
Oh my goodness. Damn. Finally, it's over.
No, I have a question.
What is your question?
For the listeners.
Okay.
Can we, just for the next game day, and like we can keep track of it, can I participate in the OT and for whatever points the OT is worth, follow to the next game day if I get them correct? Kind of like, you know,
excuse me, the OT. What are you talking about?
You said there was an OT if necessary.
It's not. It's not necessary.
But I want to hear the questions, man.
I actually had to use my one backup, which was Soren for Corey, which was honestly a complete waste. Anyways, the tiebreaker at the end was going to be by name. If there are two people, you would take turns alternating, listing voices behind Walt Disney World attractions, listing the names.
Mm. Wow. Mike Brissell, Gary from the Monorail, Gary Sinise from Mission Space.
Yes, that's how it would go. Back and forth, Judy Dench. Yep, back and forth. So we didn't get there. We didn't need to. Andrew is this week's Hunter's Game Day.
Sweet victory.
Go and drop second place.
Jared Thelma.
This is a win, baby. I'm grabbing a drink.
My word.
Pop the champagne today.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that about does it for this week's Hunter's Game Day. We had a good time. We lost a contestant along the way. Sorry, Corey. He did not have a fun time. I hope you listeners enjoyed.
Sore loser.
Let us know. Shoot us a DM, a message, an email. Let us know how many of these that you, the listeners, knew. Did you struggle as much as our Happiest Podcast cast?
Whatever.
I'd like to know. But till then, we'll see you next time. Jarrett, take it away.
All right. You got it, Hunter. Well, we want to thank all of you for being an amazing and supportive group of listeners that we enjoy interacting with, talking to, and building amazing relationships with. We wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for y'all. So thank you for listening and being part of our Happiest Podcast on Earth family. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is not goodbye. This is see you real soon. So we will talk to you all later. Please stay safe out there. Have a magical week. And ta-ta for now.
Bye, y'all.
Later, everybody. Bye. From the champ. The champ.
Second place is the best place.